Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. The National Film Archive of the small South American nation of Uruguay has been given a special new home. The Cinemateca, that was founded in 1952, now forms part of an impressive complex and the headquarters of the Latin American Development Bank. It's been one of the few places in the region to continue screening throughout the pandemic. Our Latin American Affairs correspondent, Lucinda Elliott, takes us on a tour.
Have you heard of a Uruguayan film? Perhaps it's unsurprising that a country of 3 million people hasn't drawn as much attention over the years as its cineasta neighbours, Argentina and Brazil. But it was in Uruguay, where the second film ever produced in Latin America was made in 1898. A local businessman purchased a camera and projector directly from the famous Lumiere brothers of France. Fast forward to the early 2000s, and Uruguayan cinema really put itself out there internationally, with three award-winning films, 25 Watts, En la Puta Vida, and El Viaje hacia el Mar, later establishing the first national law around film in 2008. Since then, more than 120 full features have been produced, many screened worldwide, and with new local film festivals, Uruguay is also becoming a burgeoning shoot location for producers. An Oscar nomination is still on the horizon, mind you. What better way to showcase how far the country's audiovisual industry has come than to set up a brand new home for the film archives? 20,000 films, including over 2,500 Uruguayan works, are found here in the Cinemateca, a few blocks up from Montevideo's waterfront. The archives are part of a vast modern building that was funded by CAF, Latin America's Development Bank. Their main offices are housed there. All the regional flags, from the bright green of Brazil to the strong reds of the Andean nations, are flying outside on a breezy afternoon. Walking in, there's a spacious ground floor cafe, serving quality beans from a local roastery. A wide central staircase takes punters up to the cinemas above, and several exhibition spaces. A festival celebrating films with soundtracks by the Argentine tango composer Astor Piazzolla is on this month. I sit down at a socially acceptable distance with director Maria Santa Cruz, who explains what the Cinemateca is all about.
La Cinemateca es un archivo fílmico.
Cinemateca is a film archive, and it's the biggest in Uruguay. It houses 20,000 films across all the different formats, 35mm, 16mm, and also other professional formats, like metallic and digital. We're a non-for-profit organization that is supported by our patrons and members. On top of that, we receive some level of public financing, but basically our main funds come from cinema sales. More than 1,900 members, nearly 2,000 today, who maintain our institution.
Que sostienen, a la institución.
The new space, adjacent to the National Theatre, was a serious step up, says Maria.
Y bueno, para nosotros representó...
For us, this complex was a giant step. We had been showing films in old cinemas with precarious technology and sound. Being an archive, it is difficult to raise enough money to maintain what we have, and on top of that, pay for the rental of the cinema. So now these new premises have meant a radical change in the quality of what we can screen and lowered our costs. We can compete better with the rest of the market.
The pandemic, while fairly under control, Uruguay has recorded fewer than 1,000 COVID deaths since last March, has meant many cultural activities can't go ahead. But that's not stopping them.
The pandemic hit us hard. We had to cut how many ticket seats we could sell. But after the first closure last year here at Cinemateca, for some days we were actually the only cinema that was open in the whole of Latin America. Then Mexico's Cinemateca reopened soon after us in August. It was really something to see how the situation was playing out in front of us. We want all the cinemas to be open. During the period we are open, we face a lot of challenges. That the screenings are profitable but also safe. We are doing this with the support of our members. Some have even bought extra tickets even though they won't need them, just so they can support a screening.
Ocuparse para poder sostener la exhibición.
She finishes by telling me that Uruguay is a land of cinephiles. At one point in the 1950s, when the country had roughly 1.5 million residents, they sold 20 million cinema tickets annually. I smile. My grandmother, who was born in Montevideo in 1927, has been to the cinema twice a week her entire life.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Lucinda Elliott for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.